Prunella Scales is Sarah France in After Henry by Simon Brett, with Joan Sanderson as Eleanor, Benjamin Whitrow as Russell, and Jerry Cowper as Claire. The Teapot.
There, Mother. How do you think that looks?
Well, could you just try it over the other side?
Right. How about that?
No. No, it looks wrong. You see, from where I'm sitting, it doesn't balance with the television.
Ah, so you want it back the other side?
If you don't mind, Sarah, dear.
Oh, of course not. There. All right now?
There's still something not quite as it should be. I think it's that bookcase.
Oh, so you want the bookcase moved as well as the dresser, do you?
No, I was wondering if I could just get rid of it. It's not a very beautiful piece of furniture, is it?
No, but you've got to put the books somewhere.
Oh, I don't care about the books. They were your father's, all detective stories and things like that rubbish. I've got all my books in the bedroom.
Oh.
No, I think I should just chuck it out.
The bookcase?
Yes, and the books.
But you can't chuck the books out.
Why not?
Well, the books.
Thank you, Sarah. I may not be as young as I was, but I still know what a book looks like.
No, I just mean it seems a pity to...
Since you've been working in that bookshop, you've got horribly sentimental about books. You treat them like people treat pets. You know how I feel about people who get silly over animals.
Yes, Mother, you have told me a few times. But I just like books, that's all, and since Russell's taught me a bit about them, I like them even more.
In that case, you can have the lot.
Oh, but, Mother, surely you want to check through them. I mean, there must be some that have sentimental value because of Daddy.
None of them has any sentimental value, Sarah. Rather the reverse. Your father regarded a book as simply something to bury his head in when I wanted to talk to him.
Oh. Well, if you really don't want them, I'd be delighted to have the lot.
I never want to see any of them again. You can take the bookcase, too.
Thank you, if you're sure you don't want it.
Absolutely certain. Then, you see, I could put my nest of tables over where the bookcase is. Yes, that'd look a lot better. Could you just try that, dear?
Move the bookcase.
Please.
I'll try. No. Sorry, I'll have to take the books out.
Oh, very well. Now, with that moved and the nest of tables there, down in the corner would be an ideal place for... Yes.
For what?
Oh, just something I... You know I went to see Vera Poling yesterday?
Yes.
At the Sycamores. It's very elegant, you know. Not at all the traditional image of an eventide home.
Oh?
No, they don't lack for anything. Vera and I watched a charming film on Golden Pond. I don't know if you've seen it.
No, I haven't, actually, but I hear it's very good, if you like that sort of thing.
Yes. Such a convenience, of course, for elderly people to be able to watch films whenever they choose.
Yes, well, I imagine it must be. Oh, I see, Mother. What you're thinking would go well in the corner over there is a video recorder.
Is that what they're called? Those machines that...
Yes. And then you'd be able to watch on Golden Pond whenever you felt like it.
Not just on Golden Pond. There are plenty of other films I'd like to see.
Like Rambo, for instance.
Oh, no, dear. I don't like Walt Disney.
Walt Disney?
Isn't Rambo the one about the fawn?
That's Bambi, Mother. No, Rambo's a bit different. It's very violent, about a man in Vietnam shooting virtually everyone he meets.
Oh, dear. Why?
Not sure that it's very strong on motivation. Or dialogue. Or anything except violence, come to that.
Oh.
Look, Mother, I wish I could afford to buy you or rent you a video, but I'm afraid at the moment things are a bit tight.
Oh, goodness me, I wasn't suggesting that. No, no. No, I wish I could find the money myself, but on a pension. No, it's just a little pipe dream. Anyway, it's not worth thinking of spending that sort of money for such a short time.
Short time?
I'm not as young as I was, Sarah, dear.
Well, haven't you got something you could sell, Mother? I mean, if you really want this video.
Oh, dear, no. I haven't got anything of value. Well, except your great-great-grandfather's Georgian teapot.
Oh, that thing.
But I couldn't sell that.
Why not?
Well, I've left that to you in my will.
Oh. Well, I don't mind. Sell it.
But But I want you to have it.
Well, if I had it, all I'd do is sell it.
Would you?
Yes, I think it's hideous. So it makes much more sense for you to sell it and have the benefit now.
But it's been in the family for 4 generations.
So that still doesn't make it attractive.
It was bought by Jack Prescott, your father's great-grandfather. He made a fortune in the cardboard box business and always bought the best of everything.
Doesn't mean that he had any taste, though, does it?
Sarah, you grew up with that teapot.
I know, but I never liked it.
All those cups of tea you've had out of it.
All those spilt cups of tea. The spout always dribbled.
Oh. Sarah, may I say I'm very disappointed in you.
What?
In how callous you're being.
What do you mean?
I mean to think that all those years you were growing up with that teapot, you just saw it as a commodity. Something to be bought and sold.
No, Mother. All those years I was growing up with that teapot, I always thought it was hideous, and I didn't realise that you were planning to bequeath it to me. Now, I do know. All I'm saying is, don't bother. Sell it now and buy yourself a video.
Hmm. So that's what you think I should do?
Yes. Why, what do you think you should do?
I think, Sarah, that I should change my will.
And I assume, being Eleanor, she's playing up the whole drama for everything it's worth.
You bet. Every subject somehow leads back to the will.
Huh.
But what makes it pathetic, Russell, is that she really hasn't got anything much to leave. She's not very well off. Just a few bits of furniture and oddments of jewellery. But to hear her talk, you'd think she was Paul Getty or Howard Hughes.
So you're going to be cut off without a penny, are you?
I don't think it'll be as bad as that. But I may be cut off without a teapot. And I keep telling her I don't mind. I don't want the bloody teapot. I'd much rather she sold it and used the money. But will she listen?
That's what my old Latin master would call a question expecting the answer no. Isn't it?
Yes.
Right, no.
Thank you. But like everything else with my mother, this will is becoming a major issue. I'll have to talk to my solicitors, she said this morning. I do want all the loose ends tied up. I don't want to be a bother once I've gone. I just managed to bite back my instinctive reply to that.
Which was?
Why change the habits of a lifetime just because you're dead?
Ah, yes, I think it's probably as well you bit it back.
Yes. The trouble is, what really infuriates me is that she doesn't mean it. She doesn't want to have all the loose ends tied up. She wants to leave as much trouble as possible. Power beyond the grave.
Oh, she'll have that anyway, though, won't she?
Mean over me?
43 years of influence isn't going to vanish overnight.
Nope. You know, I'm going to miss the old bat horribly when she does go.
Oh, yes, she knows that. She knows how much you really care.
Do you think so?
Yes, of course. Otherwise she wouldn't bother with all this manipulation, would she?
I suppose not.
Have you made a will?
Yes, after Henry died. He hadn't made one, and in fact it didn't cause many problems because everything came to me automatically. But I thought, you know, maybe I should.
Hmm.
Have you?
Oh, yes. You see, if I died, nothing would go to Bob automatically. Or vice versa.
No, of course not.
So we've both made wills in each other's favour. At least that's sorted out. Frightens me, though.
Thought of Bob dying?
Yes, well, I suppose the consequences of Bob dying. It's just that recently some friends of ours, an established couple, been together for 20 years. Well, the younger one died. And the minute it happened, his family stepped in. Tried to cover it up, pretend he'd never been gay. Do you know, they didn't even invite his friend to the funeral.
Well, that's horrible.
Yes. Still, it happens, though, distressingly often. Sorry, I shouldn't have burdened you with my worries.
Why ever not?
Well...
Oh, come on, Russell. You have listened to me maundering on many, many, many times. I think you deserve a bit of reciprocal attention every now and then, don't you?
Oh, now, if my ears don't deceive me, that's what my old Latin master would have called a question expecting the answer yes. Isn't it?
Yes.
All right, then. Yes. Thank you.
And I was just wondering, Claire, dear, how you were off financially.
Oh, you know, like everyone else. Every month, the moment when my account goes into the red gets nearer the beginning. But I'm okay. Even managed to save a bit, actually. Shove it into the old building society account.
Oh? What are you saving for?
Deposit for a place of my own. Can't stay here forever.
No. I was thinking, dear... I'd like you to have something after I've gone.
Where are you going?
I mean, when I'm not here.
What, have you fixed a holiday?
No, Claire, I mean... Well...
Oh, you mean when you're dead?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Ah. What do you mean you'd like me to have something?
Well, I'd like to leave you something in my will.
Oh, that's very nice of you, thanks. What?
Well, a memento. Something beautiful, something to remind you of me.
I don't think there's any danger of my forgetting you.
Oh.
No, once met, never forgotten, you are.
Oh.
And are you asking me what I'd like?
In a way, yes.
Oh. Well, I like that little cut glass vase you've got on the mantelpiece.
Yes, well, I was thinking of something a bit bigger.
What, like the television?
No, something more personal.
Like what?
Well, you know my silver teapot?
That peculiar-looking one with the spout that dribbles.
Yes, I don't really think it's peculiar-looking. Do you know that teapot's been in the family for 4 generations?
Really? What, you mean no one could get rid of it?
No, Claire. It was bought by Jack Prescott, your grandfather's great-grandfather.
Don't think I've ever heard of Jack Prescott.
Well, he was very big in cardboard boxes.
Oh, what, you mean he...
What, dear?
Nothing.
Well, Jack Prescott always bought the best of everything.
You mean the teapot's valuable?
Extremely valuable. And the thing is, after I've gone, I'd like it to go to someone who really appreciated it.
Oh. Oh, that teapot. When I said the peculiar-looking one, I was thinking of something completely different.
Well, as I say, I feel very sentimentally attached to that teapot, and I'd like to think that it went to a good home.
Oh, yes.
It's not the sort of thing one wants to go out of the family.
No.
Unfortunately, your mother seems totally insensitive to the kind of feeling one can develop for familiar objects.
Oh.
I'd always intended that the teapot should go to her in my will, and then presumably in her will she'd leave it to you.
Ah.
And since she apparently couldn't care less about it, I think it might make more sense if the teapot went straight to you.
Cut out the middleman?
If you like, yes. I suppose that's a way of putting it.
Oh, well, thank you, Granny.
It's just nice to think that something one has cherished for so long will continue to be cherished.
Yes.
You could make tea in it every day, just as I have.
Yes. The spout dribbles, though.
Well, if you're worried about details like that, perhaps I should...
No. No, I'd love it, Granny. But if you really... Hello, Mummy.
Claire, I didn't know you were up here.
I asked her to come up Saturday, and I wanted to talk to her about my will.
Oh.
We were just talking about the teapot, actually.
Were you?
The Georgian teapot, the Jack Prescott, the cardboard box magnet.
Yes, I do know which teapot you mean, Mother.
Well, I'm going to leave it to Claire.
Good.
Because she appreciates it. She feels the same kind of sentimental association for it that I do.
Oh, does she? Do you, Claire?
Well, yes. Oh, I must be off.
What, got to go and make your will?
No, I've done that, actually.
Have you really?
Yes, we ordered at the office one day when we were slack.
Don't you think that's a little middle-aged for you, Claire? I mean, working for the Building Society is bad enough.
It's never too early to do these things. It's like getting a foot on the first rung of the property ladder. First-time buyers can
also... All right, Claire, if you're going into your brochure routine, forget it.
OK. Incidentally, Mummy, in my will, you get my hairdryer.
Oh, thank you, Claire.
Well, you're always borrowing it, so I thought I might as well recognise the inevitable.
Thank you, Claire.
See you, Granny. Bye.
Well, I'm very glad to have got that sorted out.
The teapot?
Yes.
Fine. Yes, well, if you're sure. I still think it might make more sense for you to sell it, and then you'd have a bit of cash to buy the...
Sarah, are you jealous that Claire's going to have it?
No, no, of course I'm not. I just thought it
would... The question is now, what do I do with the rest? Are there any of my things you care about?
Mother, you just sort it all out as you think best.
Oh, I will, I will.
And don't take me into your considerations at all.
I won't, I won't. I know what you think about the teapot. You made your views on that very clear.
Mother...
But what about my Susie Cooper coffee set? Now, would you like that if I left it to you?
Yes, I could probably use it.
Probably use it? Oh, well, if that's all you think about it, maybe it should go to someone else.
All right, give it to someone else.
Sarah, you're not being very gracious about this.
No, Mother, I agree I'm not. And has it occurred to you why I'm not being very gracious about it?
I'm assuming it's just because you haven't got a very gracious nature.
As a matter of fact, that isn't the reason. I'm reacting like this because I find the conversation rather morbid. I don't like you constantly harping on about what's going to happen when you die.
Oh, really, dear, don't you? Well, when I do die, I don't want there to be any fuss. You know, just tell a few friends and...
Claire?
Oh, Mummy, I was just going out.
Could you spare me a minute? Just something I wanted to talk about.
Oh, all right.
You can go in the sitting room.
It's that bad, is it?
No, I've just made a pot of tea, that's all.
Oh, I can't be long.
Won't take long. You like a cup?
Thanks. All right. Tell me the worst.
It's about Mother and her teapot.
Oh, yes, the one she's leaving to me.
Yes, because you're so sentimentally attached to it.
Well, I...
Are you sentimentally attached to it?
I suppose. Well, it's been in the family a long time.
Doesn't answer my question. Here.
No. Well, I just think if it gives her pleasure to leave it to me, then fine.
But what would you do with it if you did get it?
Oh, I'd sell it as soon as possible. It's hideous. And the spout dribbles. I'd much rather have the cash.
Yes, that's rather what I thought. Listen, Claire, this is slightly difficult to say because I don't want it to sound as if I'm just jealous of you having the teapot. You must take my word for it. I genuinely do not want the thing.
Nor do I. I want the money.
But Granny needs the money.
Hmm?
Granny has set her mind on buying a video recorder. I think it's a good idea. She'd use it a lot. But the problem is she doesn't have any money. I can't afford to lend her anything at the moment, and the only thing of value she's got is that teapot.
Oh, I see. You think she should sell that and use the money to buy a video.
Exactly. And the only thing that's stopping her from doing that is the thought that the teapot's got sentimental value for one or other of us.
Oh, I didn't realise that. She should certainly sell it. Oh, look, if she needs the cash in a hurry, I've got my building society savings. I could always let her...
That's very generous of you, but it won't be necessary. Oh, Claire, I'm quite relieved, actually, you've reacted like this. I didn't like to think you were completely mercenary.
I am, usually. When Granny mentioned leaving me the teapot, I just thought, yippee, something for nothing. That'll boost the old savings fund.
What are you saving for?
Oh, you know, contingencies. That bookcase is Granny's, isn't it?
Yes, she decided she didn't want it.
Oh, what are the books like?
Mostly your grandfather's detective stories, I don't know. I must check them through soon.
It looks all right there.
Yes, I think it looks good.
Well, thanks for the tea.
Claire, can I leave it to you to sort this out with Granny? Tell her you really don't want the teapot?
And that I'd rather she sold it and used the money, sure.
How you do it's up to you.
No problem. I'll tell her what I really think of the teapot. That should do the trick.
Well, that all sounds eminently satisfactory.
Yes, I was really pleased about Claire's reaction.
Do you think it is valuable?
She says so, but how valuable? I've no idea.
Oh, well, look, just a minute. I'm sure I saw something in the local paper about one of the London auction houses sending experts down for an open day.
What, when anyone can take along their treasures to be valued?
Yes, that's it. Oh, look, here we are, next Tuesday.
Couldn't be better.
Yes, well, you tell Eleanor to take it along, then.
I won't tell her.
No?
I'll mention it and let her come up with the idea. She's getting very touchy at the moment about taking advice from me. Everything has to be her own idea. Even selling the teapot has become her idea.
Ah, well, a harmless vanity.
Yes, I'm sure most of her vanities are harmless. Doesn't make them any less exhausting for me, though.
No. Anyway, at least she's no longer going on about changing her will all the time.
True, we've had less talk of my solicitors in the last couple of days. Mind you, I think we're about to start a lot of talk about my auctioneers.
Morning, Sarah.
Morning, Mother. Just going through those books of Daddy's. I thought Russell might like to have a look at them.
Oh, you won't find anything very interesting there. Detective stories are the food of trivial minds.
Oh, I think some of these look rather fun.
Do you? Well, I'm just off to my auctioneers.
What's the time? Oh, I must get to work.
Yes.
Good luck, Mother. Hope it's worth millions.
We shall see.
Don't forget to actually take the teapot, will you?
Oh, I've got it with me, Sarah, dear.
Where?
Here.
But that's a sewing machine case.
Yes, with a teapot inside it.
Why, Mother?
Well, I didn't want to carry it in anything that would show the shape. There are a lot of muggers around, you know, and if they saw someone who was carrying something obviously Georgian silver teapot-shaped, well, one could be at risk.
Yes. Of course, I dare say there are muggers around who might reckon a sewing machine was pretty valuable.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
Mother, don't worry. No one is going to mug you in broad daylight in the middle of the high street.
No. No, I suppose not. But when one's carrying something worth so much, I mean, Jack Prescott always bought the best of everything.
You'll be fine, Mother.
Yes, yes. Well, I'd better be off to my auctioneers.
Have fun.
Yes, see you later, dear.
Good morning, madam.
Good morning.
And what can I do for you?
It's this.
I'm afraid we only deal in antiques. For household appliances, you really want a junk shop.
I'm well aware of that, young man. Will you kindly wait until I show you what I require you to value?
Oh, all right.
It's a teapot.
Yes, madam. I have been in this business long enough to recognize that. Let's have a look at it, then.
Are your hands clean?
Madam, I am used to handling antiques.
Maybe, but this is not just an ordinary antique. It's very valuable.
That's for me to decide, isn't it?
You may take my word for it. It's very valuable, I know.
If you know, why have you brought it to me?
Because I want to know how valuable it is.
May I have a look?
Certainly.
Thank you. Well, it's reproduction.
I beg your pardon?
It's reproduction.
Young man, that teapot has been in my late husband's family for 3 generations. It was bought by his grandfather, Jack Prescott, the cardboard box magnate.
Oh, well, he bought a reproduction.
Jack Prescott always bought the best of everything.
Maybe this was the best reproduction he could find.
Are you telling me that this is not a Georgian silver teapot?
I am. I am telling you it is a Victorian silver-plated teapot.
Oh. Presumably, of course, this would enable you only to pay me for a Victorian silver-plated teapot, and then get the price at auction of a Georgian silver teapot.
Madam, under no circumstances would our company be guilty of such a practice.
No. I don't suppose the possibility has occurred to you that you could be robbed.
Madam, I have been in the antiques trade for over 20 years.
Richard II ruled England for over 20 years. It didn't mean he was any good at it.
If you're going to be offensive.
All right. Now, just supposing for a moment that your opinion of this piece was correct. What sort of price would we be talking about when you came to auction it?
There is no possibility, madam, that we would put such an unremarkable item into one of our auctions.
Oh.
Well, if you were really set on getting rid of it, though, I suppose a junk shop might offer you a fiver.
A fiver?
Yes. Oh, well, I don't know, though. That would be, of course, if it were in perfect condition. The spout looks a bit bent. I should think that dribbles, doesn't it?
Dribbles?
Yes, dribbles. Doesn't it?
Certainly not.
No, I'm afraid most of them are pretty uninteresting. Well, I don't mean uninteresting, you know, just not worth anything very much.
Never mind, it doesn't matter.
Detective fiction's pretty specialised market, but, well, none of these are firsts.
What about this one? I can't really understand why Daddy had it. It isn't a detective story.
Let's have a look. Victorian annual, isn't it?
Yes. Why Daddy should have hung on to...
Hello, Sarah. Russell? Hope you don't mind my dropping in.
Oh, lovely to see you, Eleanor.
I was just passing.
Did you see your auctioneers?
Oh, yes. Yes.
How much is it worth?
Well...
It is valuable, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Certainly, of course.
So how much are you going to get for it?
Do you know, dear, it hardly matters, because... Just at the moment the young man was telling me its value, I suddenly realised how much it meant to me. I've used that teapot every day since my wedding, and the fact that it's very valuable just doesn't come into it. I can't get rid of that teapot, you know. It means too much to me.
Oh.
So, I'll go back to my original plan. I know you don't feel anything for it, but I'll still leave it to you in my will. Then, when I'm gone... If you want to sell it, well, that's up to you. Get what you can for it. I won't be around to be hurt. You know what the eye doth not see, the heart doth not grieve over.
Of course, Mother. Well, that's very generous of you.
Oh, no, I just... Anyway, I must go. I've got some shopping to do, but I thought I'd better tell you, since it was your idea to sell the thing in the first place.
I thought that was your idea.
Oh, no, yours, dear.
Oh.
See you later, Sarah. Goodbye, Russell.
Goodbye, Eleanor. Poor old dear, she obviously really cares about that teapot. No, you can't blame her. When you've had something that long, it must be hard to get rid of it.
Rubbish.
What?
Not worth anything.
What?
After 43 years, I know my mother pretty well, Russell. The auctioneers told her it was worthless.
Are you sure?
Absolutely positive. I can spot her saving face at 500 yards. Oh dear, so no video for her. She didn't possess anything valuable after all.
You, on the other hand, do possess something extremely valuable.
What are you talking about?
This book, it's the 1887 edition of Beaton's Christmas Annual.
So?
It contains a story called A Study in Scarlet.
Sherlock Holmes?
Right. There we are. The first printing anywhere of a Sherlock Holmes story.
Does that make it valuable?
Oh, I'll say, Sherlockians all over the world give their eye teeth for this.
Really? What sort of money are you talking about?
Well, I'll have to check, but... Well over 1,000 anyway.
Good heavens.
It's all installed, Mummy.
Good, in working order?
Oh, yes. Granny's as pleased as punch.
Good.
She's watching it now.
I didn't know she'd got any cassettes.
Oh, she asked me to get her something from the video shop on the way home.
What did she want? On Golden Pond?
No, Rambo.
Ah, should have guessed.
It was very kind of you to give her that book back.
Oh, nonsense. Obvious thing to do. She didn't know it was valuable.
She says she did.
She would. She's never admitted to not knowing anything in her life.
She did say something else, too.
What?
She said she'd have to get on to her solicitors.
Oh, no, she's not starting all that again. Why?
Well, she says she's got to change her will.
How?
It's obvious. She's got to decide who she's going to leave the video to now, hasn't she?
Oh, give me patience.
In The Teapot, you heard Prunella Scales as Sarah, Joan Sanderson as Eleanor, Benjamin Whitrow as Russell, Jerry Cowper as Claire, and Nicholas Leprevost as the Valuer. After Henry was written by Simon Brett and produced by Pete Atkin.